Cyrus and Hannah Montana and what's happened to her. Indeed. I'm going to devote several programs to this, investigative programs, based on documents made available to me from WikiLeaks. Stay tuned to KBRU for that breaking news story. Well, I'm glad you're laughing, because wait until you hear what I have to say. All right. Now, don't get too excited. I'm just taking this off. It's already getting warm up here under the Klieg lights. One of my mentors was Howard Zinn, and from Howard Zinn I learned many things, but particularly injecting humor and levity in discussions like this. And so some years ago, I invented a character. Some of you may be familiar with him. He's a very well-known journalist. His name is Dick Veneer. And Dick is in the house. We interrupt this program from the Peace House in Portland to bring you this breaking news story from TIBC, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation, from our secret underground location in Area 51 in Roswell, New Mexico. I'm Dick Veneer, your glib and banal anchor of Facade News, the 24/7 newscast dedicated to keeping you in the dark. We go straight to the surface of a story, and we stay there. No one can challenge our in-shallow reporting. We're inspired by the highest ideals of journalism. We deceive, you believe. Ladies and gentlemen, an amazing story coming across our news desk. According to an obscure radio station in Portland, in the southeast part of that city, KBOO, KBOO, is reporting that Ben Bernanke, Hank Paulson, Timothy Geithner, Alan Greenspan, and Larry Summers, and other government officials and bankers have been arrested for financial crimes against the American people and the planet. Also taken into custody were Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Cokie Roberts, and Wolf Blitzer for lying to the American people. They were all found in locked embrace in a bunker under Powell's bookstore on Hawthorne, not the Burnside Bridge, with trillions of dollars in cash, a stash of World Wrestling Federation DVDs, and a massive collection of Pat Boone and Barry Manilow CDs, and scores of unopened Papa John's pizza boxes. The arrests were made by a heretofore unknown group calling itself PULIF, the Portland Liberation Front. According to Peggy, a spokesperson for this group who refused to give her last name, incidentally, she said, "This action is long overdue. We're dedicated to nonviolence and did not use force, but we had to act. We could no longer wait for the Obama Justice Department to enforce the law. They must face justice," she said, with her voice rising in indignation. The prisoners in foot shackles and handcuffs in orange jumpsuits and with black cloaks over their head were later reported to have defiantly shouted at their captors, "Do you know who we are? We are the masters of the universe." And then, inexplicably, each one of them burst into tears and said, "I want my mommy." If convicted, they'll do time in Guantanamo. You'll remember the infamous U.S. prison that was returned to Cuban sovereignty right after Christmas Day in 2013. It looks like curtains for the former rulers of the earth. Their heads were bowed as they were led away by blue-helmeted peacekeepers of PULIF, the Portland Liberation Front. I'm Dick Veneer, your still glib and banal anchor of Facade News. Stay tuned to the TIBC network for updates on this breaking news story. Remember, we deceive, you believe. You either watch our news or you will be watched. And now back to the Peace House for our regularly scheduled program. So Dick is, you know, an extraordinary journalist and follows me around the country and around the world. And I'm glad that he was able to inject himself this evening.
And injecting ourselves right now, my name is Lynn. I'm here with Liz, and we are here to entreat you to donate, to contribute to KBOO. And the first way to do that, the first thing you got to do, get your little pencils out, 877-500-5266 is the number, or if you get work and you can't do the phone thing, kboo.fm, and click on donate today is the thing to do. We are listening to David Barsamian, and he spoke in December. I was there at that event. I'm sitting here listening to this going, I was here. It's he's an enormous supporter of KBOO, and that's something that we would like you to share in him. We would like you to perhaps get a thumb drive. I can't call them thumb drives. Flash drives. Theft drives, is it?
Why can't you call them theft?
Well, that's what I, because I've been told not to. This is a $75 minimum donation. You can get, this is like 4 gigabytes. It is, I've always said, it's a really great gift for yourself or any right-wing relatives you might have. Pete Seeger, the dearly departed Pete Seeger, did an interview in 1969, and I was listening to that we broadcast this Friday, and it's a great interview. Ken Kesey at Powell's, lovely Molly Ivins. I miss Molly Ivins so much. She's on this too. And Liz, what do you have to say to the people?
What I have to say to the people is that it's time for you to become an investor in KBOO. You know, we've been talking about media monopolies and capitalist monopolies and everything else, and investment is sometimes considered a dirty word. But here at KBOO, investing in your community radio station means strengthening local control of media, and that's what we're all about here this morning. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. That's good anywhere in the continental United States. If you are outside that area listening online, anywhere around the world, go to kboo.fm. Click on the Donate Now tip jar. Show your support for the kind of media and unique programming that you only hear on KBOO. That's really, really important. You know, I mean, we only come to you a few times a year and we say, we need your support. And we're not making that up. It's not hyperbole. We need to hear from you right now. 877-500-5266. Let's get back to David Barsamian.
And I've also written, I think you'll get the drift pretty soon, that I'm kind of a frustrated stand-up comic and would-be performer. But I also wrote a little ditty for the occasion, and I'd like to spring it on you. Hey, hey, NSA, who you gonna spy on today? Hey, hey, TSA, who you gonna frisk over at the airport today? UAVs rain death from the skies. Pilotless drones will blow out your eyes. Look out, here comes the FBI. IEDs, RPGs, WMDs, CIA, NSC, DEA. There goes the USA. There goes the USA. There goes the USA. And I have here in my hand, I sound like Senator McCarthy in the 1950s, who would wave a piece of paper in the Senate, on the Senate floor, with 256 communist sympathizers in the State Department, and then the next day it would be 184, and you know, he kept changing the numbers. Finally, people started to do the math, and there were more people being accused than were actual employees at the State Department. But I have here a very esoteric document. Let me see. It's called the Constitution of the United States of America. This was found in the tomb of Ramses II in Giza. Copies were made of it, and it's now in Saran wrap at the National Archives in Washington. So next time you go to their nation's capital, be sure to, you know, catch a glimpse of this historic document. And I was looking at it, and particularly several of these amendments For example, amendment, the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right to peacefully assemble, the right of the people to peacefully to assemble, to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, I don't know what happened to the occupied encampments here in Portland, but I can tell you in other parts of the country, state security forces moved in and used might, power, to destroy the encampments, people who were peacefully assembling to address grievances to the government. Freedom of speech and of the press, well, that one's kind of pretty shaky these days with journalists coming under indictment and their sources in various agencies being frozen and also being threatened with political prosecution. Now, we have also something called the Sixth Amendment. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Well, that one's a little shaky indeed. And there are other amendments here. The right, how about this one? Given what's happened over the last 6 months. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures that shall not be violated. Has anyone heard of Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning? You know, real freedom fighters who have made an enormous contribution politically, socially, morally, the action that they both took at tremendous personal risk. And it was interesting to see the flood of, you know, media attacks against both of them. They were charlatans. They were narcissists. They were looking out to make an enormous amount of money. Absolutely misrepresenting their character. And if Obama had any cojones, note the conjecture there, he would give the Nobel Prize that he undeservedly received to a couple of people that really deserve it, Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning. And what is the message that is conveyed to other citizens that if you step out of line, you're not only going to be hounded, you're going to be prosecuted, you're going to be chased to the ends of the earth by this administration led by a constitutional lawyer? And we saw the case, particularly with Snowden, which is simply scandalous. I mean, they risked the life of Evo Morales by refusing to grant his plane landing rights in NATO countries in Europe. This just happened a couple of months ago because they thought, well, Snowden might be hiding out on the plane because Snowden said he really wanted to go to Ecuador, and Ecuador had made some representations about granting asylum to Snowden. So here the plane of the duly elected president of Bolivia, the first indigenous elected person in all of Latin America and Central America, endangering his life. Ultimately, he was able to land in Austria. But could you imagine if Bolivia, or if they even have an Air Force, or Ecuador would do that to Air Force One, what the response might be? One could only let the imagination run wild to find out, you know, what kind of military action the U.S. would take. And the indignation, the UN resolutions, the condemnation, Christiana Amanpour, you know, beating her breast that the United States is the most moral nation on earth. This is a direct quote. She did say that. Yeah, and that it is a symbol of justice. This is when she was in high dudgeon leading the war cries to bomb Syria a couple of months ago. Before I continue any further, I'd like to interrupt myself for a non-commercial message. Some of you here are old enough to remember a class in school called penmanship. One person back there, okay. It was the art of writing clearly. I have to say this because I pass out a sign-up sheet to get on the alternative radio list, and I can't read three-quarters of the addresses or the names because people have kind of not taken this class or have forgotten it. So if you'd like to be on the alternative radio mailing list, please, just your name and your email address. Rest assured, I will not share this with the NSA because they already have all your information. So you're fine.
Good morning. My name is Liz. I'm here with Lynn. We're going to take just a few moments away from David Barsamian's amazing, electric, exciting, and thought-provoking presentation to talk to you about why it's important to support KBOO and the unique programming that you hear here during our winter membership drive. And the first thing to know is that you can become a member by calling 877-500-5266. That's a toll-free number, good anywhere in the lower 48. And if you are outside the lower 48 listening to us online, you're already at kboo.fm. Just go on over to the little donation jar in the upper right-hand corner. Become a member. It's as easy as that. There are a lot of different ways that you can become a member and support the station. There are a lot of different ways that you can pay. One of the most convenient and sustainable ways for you to do that is to become a sustaining member. And you can do that by doing an electronic funds transfer setup through your checking account. And that means that if you decide to become a member at the $5 a month level, for example, we just set that up for you with your bank or your credit union. We don't have to bill you. You don't have to remember. It happens automatically. The station gets a continuous, stable source of funding. And it's a great way for you to show your continuing support for the unique programming that you hear on KBOO. 877-500-5266. That $5 a month just comes to $60 a year. That's 16 cents a day. I think most of us could probably afford 16 cents a day, don't you think, Lynn?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. You know, that's usually rattling around in your car or...
That's not even parking change anymore.
Yeah, no. Or in the bottom of your couch or in the bottom of your bag, whatever kind of bag you have. 16 cents a day, pretty easy. I've been a sustaining member for years, and I find it is the easiest way to do it. You can start it whenever you want. You can end it whenever you want. But it's the gift that keeps on giving. One way to start that out is 877-500-5266. What you give and how you do it is all up to you. Our friendly and extremely competent volunteers will whiz you right through this process really fast. And I just want to hit, here's some folks from that are talking about why they give to KBOO, because I like to hear from members why they do that. Scott from Portland said, I like to listen to the morning folk strip and Democracy Now. Anthony from Portland has commented, thank you for great community radio. And he got a subscription to Yes Magazine as a thank you gift, which you can also for a $60 minimum donation. That is pretty, it's a quarterly magazine published by the Positive Futures Network. I do a little show called Positively Revolting with Ani Haynes, and we have had the publisher of this magazine on many a time. She is a delight. The magazine is a delight. For a $60 minimum donation, just like Liz was just talking about, you too can do it. You can. Jessica from Portland, who just moved to Portland from Seattle about a year ago, found KBOO, and now the dial rarely moves. An indispensable part of my daily routine. Thank you very much. Because we have community radio. They don't have that anymore in Seattle. What passes for community radio there is actually owned by Mr. Gazillionaire Allen, and I can't see how they can have the freedom. Maybe they do, and I just don't know it, but that we have in our news and public affairs, which to me are pristine and priceless in the area and in the nation, the folks that we have. And one of them right now is David Barsamian, who his show Alternative Radio is something that he donates to KBOO.
And not just to KBOO, but to alternative everywhere. And community radio stations all over the country and all over the world.
Right, you are, Liz. And so join him. call 877-500-5266 and call right now and make your donation, make your contribution to this amazing institution.
And you know, there are some sort of bonuses for becoming a member at certain levels. If you become a member at the $60 membership level, again, that's that magic $60, $5 a month, 16 cents a day, you can receive a one-year subscription to Yes Magazine, the quarterly magazine published by the Positive Futures Network, which invites readers to be part of a global community of change makers. Each issue focuses on a theme showing the possibilities and practical steps that can lead us all to a more positive future. Again, that's just at the $60 level, and that's a retail value of $24. So really what you're getting is $24 worth of magazine and about $36 worth of KBOO, and everybody wins. KBOO wins, you win, the magazine wins. It's a great opportunity, but we need you to pick up the phone right now. 877-500-5266. Another one of our thank you gifts is our terrific KBOO flash drive that has this programming with David Barsamian that you're listening to right now. Also, archive interviews with the late, great Pete Seeger and Susan Faludi and Molly Ivins and all these amazing people who don't get the airtime that they should get elsewhere. And you can find them here. And that's a really great thing to remember, that, you know, we bring you stuff that is unique to Portland's airwaves, and we know that you value that because you're listening to it right now. But show your support by picking up the phone and calling 877-500-5266 or go to our website kboo.fm, click on the donate now jar, show your support right now.
Well, I want to do something uncharacteristic in terms of the left, where we sometimes revel in gloom and doom. I'd like to talk about some really great positive things that are going on. You know, first and foremost, look, now we've got the Pope on our side, talking, yeah. Hey.
At least on the male side.
On the male side. You know, talking about the tyranny of capital, the idolatry of money. Now, this is from a church, by the way, in very recent years, which went out of its way to destroy any vestiges of liberation theology in Central America. Pope John, who is, you know, venerated and revered and is being nominated for sainthood, sent his henchman Benedict to Latin America, to Central America, to root out every single pastor, prelate, bishop, and then dispatch them to kind of the backwaters where they would have no impact whatsoever. So this is a terrific new development, that we have the Pope talking about inequality. And another, I think, really terrific development is the French-born Iranian-American Pierre Umidyar, who's the head of eBay. He is given a large amount of money to start up with, you know, slightly smaller than KBOO's budget, $250 million, to start an independent news organization. And he's asked Glenn Greenwald, Laura Poitras, Jeremy Scahill, and others to be involved in that. So I think at a time where investigative journalism is on its heels, I mean, it's being absolutely pulverized, particularly by this administration, which loves to prosecute whistleblowers and people who are called leakers, more, in fact, than any administration since the passage of the Espionage Act. All of them combined, Obama and Holder have taken that dubious distinction. I never thought I would say I'd be nostalgic for John Ashcroft, but Eric Holder makes one nostalgic for Ashcroft. Yeah. So people like let's say Cy Hirsch, who's one of the last of the investigative journalists, if he can't get information from what's going on inside the Pentagon or the Department of Commerce or any of the other government agencies, because people are so afraid to come forward, it's going to really spell the death knell of investigative journalism. And that's why this, I think this effort to establish something is very, very important and should be encouraged and hopefully expand. Now, I did say that, you know, I've been traveling around the state, and do you know that 2-3 new stations have come on the air? One in Florence is going to come on in the next few months. Newport in the next few weeks, KYAQ, Kayak, they're going to, I hope they do a lot of talk radio, you know, Yak Yak, with a Q at the end. And in Salem, there's a station already on the air, KMUZ, and they hope to increase their power and range very soon. So there are still these kinds of, you know, beacons of audio independence that are springing up around the country. I don't know about the situation, cable situation here in Oregon, but in Colorado, Jazeera is now available on most TV stations, and you can find excellent documentaries and analyses and perspectives that you won't find anywhere else. And RTTV is not too bad either, if you can, you know, ignore their complete whitewashing of whatever the regime is doing in Moscow. Outside of that, they do some very good reports, and they get a lot of the voices that we hear on KABU and alternative radio onto RTTV as well. Let's hear it for the workers at SeaTac, not very far from here. All of those thousands of workers who work in the hotels and the motels and the fast food restaurants in the SeaTac area, $15 is now the living wage. And that's just about enough to keep you over the poverty line. Just about enough so you don't have to work on Saturday and Sunday or do a second or third shift. Just about enough that you can get by without even applying for food stamps. So these are, I think, you know, really important developments. In Colorado, where I live, in the recent election, four communities passed extremely stringent, unambiguous ordinances banning fracking of any sort. In another development in Boulder, my hometown, we voted to take over the local energy company. Xcel is now owned, so to speak, by the people of the city of and county of Boulder. It has been municipalized. So that, you know, so it's not all gloom and doom out there. There are, you know, initiatives, there are movements. I met some fabulous organizers in Eugene and Corvallis over the last couple of days involved in the community rights movement. Maybe some of you know these people. Let's see, Harry McCormick is one. Paul Cienfuegos, of course, based right here. Many people that are actively engaged in restoring community rights, which corporate rights, because of a series of you know, just awful Supreme Court decisions, have been, you know, people's rights have been, corporate rights have been privileged over the rights of individual citizens as well as communities. So this is a kind of a movement to get back semblances of democracy, and we have to think more about, you know, pushing this forward because it's a very urgent task. In case you haven't noticed, corporations exert a lot of power in the United States. They have two major political parties working 24/7 on their behalf, and guess what? They get certain outcomes that they desire that favor them. I know this is like, wow, I can't hardly believe this. You know, and here and there, there's, you know, Pete DeFazio and a couple of Bernie Sanders in the Senate, but they're just a handful. of people of integrity that are standing up to the corporate tsunami of cash that has just saturated the entire political system. You know, it was Ralph Nader who said years ago that we should start putting numbers on the back of our so-called representatives in Washington so that we can clearly identify on whose payroll they are and who they are serving. So, you know, 24 would be Lockheed Martin, 18 would be Boeing, 14 would be Chevron Texaco. So citizen, and of course you'd have to put a sell-by date. You know, in case they cut off the money, then, you know, we need more money from them. And that, I think, would help people, you know, better understand the entire system. And I know there's, you know, there's, of course, Nelson Mandela is in the air and the tremendous achievements. I mean, you talk about someone who made a difference with, you know, very few resources. Nelson Mandela is certainly in that line of, you know, heroes, a word that's, I think, overused. But he was also grossly misrepresented by the corporate control media. By the way, do any of you know how Mandela was arrested by the South African police? One person, the CIA, our Central Intelligence Agency, fingered him in 1962 for the South African police, leading to 27 years of incarceration. Mandela and the African National Congress was on the State Department terrorist list throughout the 1980s when there were real terrorists stalking the earth, like the Afghan Mujahideen, which Reagan called, you know, called them freedom fighters, or the Contras in Nicaragua, who Reagan called the moral equivalent of the founding fathers. So there were certainly terrorists out there, but not the ones identified by the State Department. And this farce, I mean, how do you describe it, continued until 2008, after Mandela had been released, after he had been honored by countries all over the world, after he had been democratically elected as the first president of South Africa. He remained, and the ANC, until 2008. I think it was... I'm not quite certain if I have this right, but he wanted to visit the United States, and he had to get special dispensation from the State Department in order to visit because he was on the no-fly list. So I know a little bit about this no-fly list since I was deported from India a little over 2 years ago, finding myself on a no-fly list that the Indian government had designed. So, and the fact also is that Mandela was a committed leftist, and this kind of, you know, neoliberal reinvention of Mandela as this avuncular, non-threatening, you know, man is very misleading. He was a radical through and through, as was Rosa Parks. So even, you know, someone who I admire and respect greatly, Bill Moyers, fairly recently repeated this canard about Rosa Parks had a long day at the office and she had tired feet and she decided not to sit down in the back of the bus. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's a complete misrepresentation of the situation. This was an incredibly motivated and ideologically driven woman who had studied at the Highlander Center, who had imbibed the disciplines of civil disobedience and the tactics of nonviolence. She was the general secretary of the NAACP in Montgomery. And furthermore, the December 1st, 1955 effort was not the first time they tried to launch the Montgomery bus boycott. It was the second or third time. So, you know, you try, you fail, you try, you fail, and then you try again and you win. You know, that's what, didn't Gandhi say something like that? You know, first they abuse you, then they try and beat you, and then you win. So, this was, I think, you know, another example. We have to recover our history. We have to know precisely. And it was that event in Montgomery, which actually at the same time, by coincidence, a young preacher had just moved from Atlanta to Montgomery, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and he became the voice of the civil rights movement. Now, in 1954, forget about 1954. If on November 30th, 1955, the day before the Rosa Parks action, if you would have said that within a decade that juridical, that is to say legal apartheid in the United States would be eliminated, that African Americans would have full voting rights, people would say, you know, what planet are you living on? Are you looking at these people? Are you looking at Ross Barnett? You're looking at Strom Thurmond? You're looking at real political power. And everything was against African Americans in the South. They had nothing working for them except their own energy, except their own organizational ability. On every single level of power, it was arrayed against them, starting with the sheriff, the local police office, the local courts, the state legislature, the governor's office, right up to the White House. There was all of this power was arrayed against them. Yet somehow they were able to overcome these disadvantages. And it shows you the power of organization and the power of people to accomplish things when they put their mind to it.
And we'd like you to put your mind to becoming a member of KBOO by picking up the phone and calling 877-500-5266. My name is Liz. I'm a volunteer here at KBOO, just like every voice you hear on the air here, including that of David Barsamian, who donates his time and his considerable energy and effort and expertise to exposing really tremendous injustices in the world and telling us about things that you wouldn't know about if you only paid attention to mainstream media. We know that alternative media matters to you because you're tuning in right now and listening to it. Show your support. Keep this kind of programming on the air. 877-500-5266. And again, for those of you who are really major fans of alternative media, we have as a thank you gift the KBOO flash drive for a $75 membership. $75 comes to 21 cents a day. That's a really good deal. I mean, what else can you get? So much for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of programming for just 21 cents a day. And on this flash drive, you have this very program with David Barsamian. We have interviews with the recently departed late great St. Pete Seeger and Molly Ivins and Susan Faludi and a whole lot of other folks who have really important things to say and to share that whose voices are not heard in mainstream media, but only here at places like KBOO. We know you support this programming, again, because you are tuned into it right now. But one thing you may not know is that over 80% of our funding comes directly from individual listeners just like you. You with your cup of coffee, you driving to work, you sitting at your desk. All of that comes from you. We cannot do this without you. We don't receive any government funding, either federal or state. We receive a little bit of local business funding, but most of our funding comes directly from people just like you. Become one of those folks. Show your support. 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm. You know, one of the things that we try to do at KBOO is constantly improve not only the quality of what we program, but also all of the amenities that go along with what we program. And one of the things that we've been doing is archiving our shows online for 2 weeks. So if you really want to hear this show again, or you know somebody who would, they can go to our website, kboo.fm, and stream this audio for free for
actually
2 weeks.
For a lot of the news and public affairs show, it is in perpetuity.
Oh, in perpetuity. Well, that's even better. That's right, because
for
it's individual
shows.
Programming. Right. So, you know, that's a new feature that we've just started offering in the last 6 months or so. And we're constantly trying to upgrade what we offer you as listeners and what we offer you as members and investors in your community radio. Show your support right now, 877-500-5266.
And just to give you another example, I mean, it's not really comparable in terms of national or international influence. KGNU, when it got started in a small group of people, the naysayers way outnumbered the yaysayers. Who, you know, all the questions. Well, who's going to do the program? What happens when it snows or rains? What happens when the, you know, equipment fails? Who's going to show up? How can we pay for an engineer? Who's going to constitute a board of directors? Who will hold these people accountable? All these questions were raised. All kinds of obstacles were thrown in front of the people in Boulder before they, you know, got the construction permit and then the actual frequency and went on the air May 20th, 1978. Nevertheless, they were able to overcome all these things. So again, it's, you know, small acts, as Howard Zinn liked to reminded us, can lead to transformational change. Small little things that you do in your community. We don't know what will happen down the road. And so I think, you know, those kinds of things are magical and they are mysterious and they happen. It happened in Tunisia, in a town you never heard of, where a young 25-year-old street vendor, Mohamed Bouazizi, doused himself with gasoline and killed himself, self-immolation. He had been humiliated by the local cops again. They were constantly shaking him down. In the last on this day, the police person took away his scales. So effectively, he couldn't work, because if you can't weigh your fruits or vegetables, how are you going to sell them? And so he went immediately to the governor's office, which was in that town nearby. No one would see him. Everybody happened to be out. He was dismissed. He was humiliated and told to go away. And he took this step. And what happened? Well, within 3 weeks, one of the most impregnable, invincible dictatorships in the entire world of Ben Ali completely collapsed. He was on a plane flying to Saudi Arabia to save his buttocks. And I must say that WikiLeaks was also instrumental in one level, because in late November, they issued a whole series of documents, State Department cables, denouncing Ben Ali as a crook, that he was running, he and his family were running Tunisia like a mafia kingdom, that they were, you know, ripping off the people. They were going on shopping jaunts to Paris, London, and New York. So that was also out there. And again, you know, chapeau bas, hats off to Chelsea Manning for having released those documents to Julian Assange and to WikiLeaks and getting them out there. And it shows you the hypocrisy of people in power, the U.S. State Department in particular, and the White House. They're saying all of these things, you know, sub rosa about Ben Ali, but publicly they're saying he's our ally, he's a moderate, he's a force for stability. These are all code words, by the way. They usually mean the exact opposite. A force of stability means a force of instability. And moderation means someone who is obedient to Washington's diktats. That's how it's always been, and the pattern is very clear, and it takes real intellectual discipline to ignore the history, which the media succeed at doing at very skillfully. So they don't see any connection between Ben Ali or Mubarak or Somoza or Duvalier or the Shah or Noriega or any of the other dictators that have always generated very warm support from Washington until the very end, until they're on the plane. And then all of a sudden, whoa, I noticed this with our very wonderful National Public Radio and Some Things Considered, the afternoon news program. Some of you may listen to that. And then Morning Edition, that would be MOURNING, because we should be wearing black when we listen, because it's a pretty sad affair.
Good day. Let's all start calling 877-500-5266 to contribute. We were just having so much fun listening to David's talk, and I was here when that happened, and it was a new side of David Barsamian. I had never seen the stand-up comic before, but he's quite good. Liz asked me what he looked like, and I'm telling you, Woody Allen. They're very different, though. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to contribute to great shows like. And I'm thinking I'm blanking.
Alternative Radio.
Thank you very much. Alternative Radio. David Barsamian. It is a great show. I listen to it every week. 877-500-5266. And it is just one of the amazing shows that we have on news and public affairs here in Portland.
Only just one. Think about that. As we mentioned before, there are a lot of different ways to show your support for KBOO. And right now, we'd like to thank two of our restaurants that are providing food for our intrepid volunteers. Thanks to Cassidy's, located at 1331 Southwest Washington Street. And thanks to Cabezon at 5200 Northeast Sacramento. They are feeding our volunteers as they answer the phones, and we need you to feed our coffers and keep us on the air, keep this kind of unique programming available. You only hear this kind of programming here on KBOO. You're not going to hear it, as much as I like OPB, you're not going to hear it on OPB, you're not going to hear it on talk radio or commercial radio, you're certainly not going to hear it on AM radio. This is, you know, this kind of unique programming only exists here at 90.7 FM in Portland. So show your support right now, 877-500-5266. We have a goal of $300 for this hour, and we just need a few more of you to pick up the phone and call so that we can make that goal. We know sometimes when you hear that we're trying to raise $94,000 in this drive, that sounds like an enormous amount of money, and it is, but that doesn't mean that your little bit doesn't make a difference. And think about it. If you help us make our goal for that $300, then we have this sense of accomplishment here, and you have a sense of accomplishment there, and everybody wins because we get to keep this unique programming on the air. KBOO.FM if you're outside of the lower 48, or 877-500-5266.
And you know, it costs us $84 an hour to keep this station running. And I always think that would be, that is
that 70, seems really cheap.
That's, I know.
It doesn't seem like much.
So buy an hour of KBOO. You can do that for $7 a month in a continuing, what do we call that?
Sustaining membership.
Yes. A sustaining membership. And our phone volunteers can tell you all about how to do that when you dial 877-500-5266. And we are rolling through, by the way, our $94,000. This is the second to the last day of the membership drive. So if you were thinking, you know, oh gosh, I can't, we need to do that, this is the time to do it now. This is your opportunity, your very own opportunity to be part of this amazing institution, to be a member of KBOO, a card-carrying member of KBOO. 877-500-5266.
That's right. You know, we've extended the membership drive a little because of the winter storm that kind of knocked things out of commission for a few days, but you know, it didn't knock us off the air. Come sleet, come snow, come rain, come hail, come dark of night.
Truly,
we are
come hell
here
or high water.
For you. And now we need you to be here for us. 877-500-5266. Lynn mentioned that sustaining membership. That is our most popular way to become a member, and it's also the most sustainable way for the radio station, because the source of funds is continuous. But it's really convenient for you because we don't have to bill you and you don't have to think about it. We set it up as a one-time electronic funds transfer. It's a totally secure way to support the station, and our volunteers are standing by to explain all of that to you. But if that doesn't work for you, we also take credit card charges. We also take checks. We also take fistfuls of cold, hard, wet Portland cash. If you want to come down to the station and meet us in person at 20 Southeast 8th, we're just between Burnside and Ankeny. We're across from the Imago Theater, kitty corner from City Bikes, and next to the Jupiter Hotel. We are in the hippest part of Portland. Don't you want to be a part of that? Don't you want to come check us out right now? Of course you do. 877-500-5266.
And you know, we'll also bill you. We do it in a bazillion.
If you want us to.
If you want us to bill you, we can do that. If you're thinking, I want to do this right now, but I don't have money till the end of the week, that's okay. 877-500-5266. You can do it that way. We make it so easy on you. There's really no reason not to do it. 877-500-5266. You're listening to David Barsamian because I'm assuming that you like him. 877-500-5266. It's time to contribute. Like I said, if you've been thinking about it, now is the time to do it.
now is definitely the time to do it. As I mentioned before, we have a goal of $300 for this hour. We have less than 7 minutes to make that goal. We only need, maybe three or four of you to become members at the $60 level, and we could make that goal and even exceed that goal. And if you become a member at the $60 level, we have some really great thank you gifts for you, including the Jamal Mumia Long Distance Revolutionary. This is a film. Mumia Abu Jamal has been one of journalism's most outspoken voices for nearly 40 years. However, his fame has not come from his written work, but from the fact that he is one of the most famous state employees in the country. He's been in state prison since 82, serving on death row until just over a year ago. This is a film about Mumia Abu Jamal. You can receive that film for just $60. This is a retail value of $20. So really what you're getting is $20 worth of film, $40 worth of membership. You win. Mumia Abu Jamal wins. We win. It's a win-win. 877-500-5266.
And now, back to David Barsamian.
And for decades, and now Mubarak, let's just move on to neighboring Egypt, which was directly influenced by what Mohamed Bouazizi did on December 17th, 2010. In neighboring Egypt, there's a spontaneous uprising. How could this happen? Where did these people come from? I mean, was it all social media? Was it some kind of abracadabra, magic carpet? Middle East, Arabs, Orientals. Could be some magic at work here. But for decades, Mubarak was in power for more than 30 years. He was called a moderate, a force for stability, an ally, a reasonable person in a region of the world that is in constant ferment and torment, I must say. And then all of a sudden, about the second or third week, when it became apparent that this tidal wave in Tahrir Square, and not just in Cairo, but in Alexandria and Port Said, Luxor, other cities all across Egypt, this tyrant was going to come down, then NPR suddenly changed its adjectives. Mubarak becomes a hardliner, a strongman, a dictator, an autocrat. But for decades, he was a moderate force for stability, a very reasonable person that we could all deal with. So there is a serious problem in the country, and I call it prostitution. It's really disgusting how these prostitutes flaunt themselves in front of people with power. They immediately, go horizontal and basically do anything that people in power want them to do in order to advance their careers. They're lapdogs with laptops. They are, competing for the best hair on the air. I'm talking about people like Diane Sawyer, for example, who's also married to a great Broadway and film director, Mike Nichols, but that doesn't count for anything. At night after night, if you listen, if you can bear to listen, I have to because it's part of my job description. I have to know what they are saying. All of these ideas are embedded in their narrative and in their questioning. I mean, Charlie Rose is the master of this. I advise people when I give seminars or, little teach-ins on how to do interviewing and this kind of work, I just tell people, watch Charlie Rose and do the opposite. And you'll be off to a head start. He has to be one of the most unctuous, ologenous, commentators in all of television. And, he's everywhere. I mean, he's on CBS every morning. He's on PBS every night, the Petroleum Broadcasting Service. KOPB here in Portland. And he's on 60 Minutes. I mean, you can't avoid this guy. He's like ubiquitous. He's everywhere. And, he loves to, his favorite guests are, who are his favorite guests? Not Noam Chomsky, not Michael Parenti, not Naomi Klein, not Barbara Ehrenreich, but people like Jeff Bezos, who he had on 60 Minutes last week. People like war criminals like Henry Kissinger. Then Thomas Friedman, his other very favorite person in the media. So you get the, you know, the same old golden Rolodex of pundits and experts, you know, who give you a range of opinion from A to B. And I used to say A to B, but I think that's too generous. It's more, yeah, I'm serious. I think it's more like A to A squared now. You know, that's how narrow it is. Instead of A to Z, we're getting, you know, A to A squared. Oh, and I left out another piece of good news. Our dear comrade Noam Chomsky is 85 years old today. Yay, Noam. And Alexander Coburn used to quip that the two greatest disasters to befall U.S. imperialism both happened on December 7th, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and Noam Chomsky's birthday.
We just heard a locally recorded program featuring alternative radio host David Barsamian. He is one of America's most tireless and wide-ranging investigative journalists. He spoke at the Peace House in Portland in early December.
And now we are back here in the Palace of Pledge, and we're gonna. Liz and I are would love to convince you to pull out your phone from your pocket, dial 877-500-5266, like a few people have this morning. Matthew from Portland says that when it comes to KBOO Community Radio, everyone has something to give and something to gain. To all the incredible volunteers who make the KBOO website and to all who have yet to experience the myriad of benefits of community radio, may you see, hear, feel the love light soon. Thank you so very much. P.S. When I have more to give in terms of money, you first on my list. Because that is one thing. If you have gotten a sustaining membership, you've had one for a couple years, it might be time to just, you know, bump it up a buck or two. It will give you that much reward in what it feels to be like to be a member of KBOO, to be sustaining this amazing institution. So just give us a call at 877-500-5266.
That's right. And, you know, we don't actually need to convince or cajole you to become a member because you already care about this kind of programming because you're listening to it. All we, Lynn and I, are here to do is just to remind you that now is the time. Now. Right now. Not tomorrow. Not in a few hours. Right now is the time to show your support and renew your membership, become a member, up your membership, whichever, give a membership as a gift to somebody. You know, there's just so many ways to show your support, but we need to hear from you right now. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Click on the Donate Now jar in the upper right-hand corner. Show your support. You know, when we talked about that sustaining membership and the $5 a month for a $60 a year membership, if you just increase that by 25 cents a month, you can become a $75 member. 25 cents a month is pretty low. I don't think you would miss that. You know, it's barely even parking change. So think about that. If you are currently a sustaining member, you can increase your membership. If you are not a sustaining member, it is a really safe, convenient, and affordable way to show your support for the station in a continuing manner. And if that doesn't work for you, again, you can make a one-time membership amount of any amount. We suggest $60 or $90 or even $120. That would be a $10 a month. Whatever makes sense to you, whatever you can afford. You know, we can't tell you how much you value KBOO. We know that you do value it, but we can't put a value on it for you. Only you can do that. But now's the time to think about that. Pick up the phone and say, I think you guys are worth X amount, and here it is. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. Lynn?
And you know, if you did bump your say you had a $60 sustaining membership, if you did bump it up to $75 a year, you would get you could get this amazing 4 gigabyte flash drive that we have that has a great interview with Pete Seeger. I'm saying Ken Kesey because that's another one that it has. It's also got David Rovics, who is a local activist, singer-songwriter, has put a huge amount of material on this that's really great. I was here when he was playing some of it live in the studio because he supports KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, and now is very much the time to do it. Because, you know, the other thing you get with this is this flash drive thing that it's a Tor on the flash drive thing, a Tor browser to surf anonymously and a key pass, which is a free password manager for Windows that can help you have a little anonymity in this ever more together world. We know way too much about each other than we want to, but call 877-500-5266 just to support this radio station. The News in Public, with this is our the News in Public Affairs section that we have until noon, and it's got an amazing amount of stories. We have between the covers a place where people have a half an hour to do an in-depth interview with authors, and you know what? We read the books before we do the interviews. I've had many an author be amazed at that. No, that's what we do at KBOO, because this is a labor of love. And that's why everything sounds so good, because it's always better when you love it. 877-500-5266. Onward and upward to Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, February 18th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. We're in the middle of membership drive, and you've just heard the most marathon pitch from Oni and, from Lynn and Oni, I believe, Liz, and we're so glad that you are there. I'm glad that I'm here. Delayed this morning, but here nonetheless. We're still waiting for Richard Stallman to join us on the program. If anyone's wondering why we haven't had guests, it's because we're holding the space for Richard, because I know he is a guest that you're going to want to hear from. He is seldom heard from at all anywhere. Before we get into the news today, the headlines from around Cascadia and the rest of the world, I want to thank Janet Anderson engineering the show today. Thanks, Janet. And of course, the intrepid Kathleen Stevenson, the AM News and Public Affairs Director, and of course all of the members and all of the volunteers, all those people who've called us at 1-877-500-5266. Because you know what? This is where it all starts. So I talked yesterday about how we affect change. We are very different from other types of radio that are in are able to a certain extent bill themselves as public, but we take it a step further. We take it all the way up to the edge. We're advocacy radio. We do things. We affect actual change in the community because our listeners believe in what they stand for. They have conviction, and they take that conviction and make it real all the time in small ways and great ways. And one of the great ways